There he is. Where?
Chelsea Barton craned her head to get a look at Master Alexander Monahan.
Near the fireplace,
her friend Sarah said. Chelsea glanced in that direction. Dressed in blue jeans, a long-sleeved Western-style shirt, a black leather vest, a silver bolo tie, and a cowboy hat, he didn't fit her image of a BDSM trainer. His height, though, over 6 feet tall, was definitely what she'd expected.
Quit staring, Sarah said in a harsh whisper. A good sub doesn't behave that way.
That didn't stop Chelsea. Rules were helpful for other people. As for her, she knew what she wanted, and she ruthlessly pursued it. And she wanted Master Alexander to make her into the perfect sub, or at least passable enough that no one noticed if she wasn't really all that into it. That was step one of Project Snag Evan C. Master Evan C. was a rocker whose band was climbing the charts. With the right PR firm, hers if she could sign him, he could become a household name. As a double bonus, her firm would gain some real credibility by signing Evan C. But first, she needed to snare his attention. And so far, her efforts had been a dismal failure. She'd met him at a party 6 months ago, and she'd developed a certifiable fangirl crush on him. She masturbated to fantasies of him tying her up and fucking her hard. She wanted him. Bad. And it's not just as a client, but also as a dom. What could be more fabulous than career success and having a sexy man to boot? Sarah, always the unwelcome pragmatist, had advised Chelsea to forget her ideas. Master Evan C. liked well-trained submissives, women who perfectly subjugated their needs to suit his. Which, as Sarah pointed out, really wasn't Chelsea. Chelsea was headstrong and determined. A driven type A-plus personality who chewed antacid for breakfast, had rampant insomnia, and hadn't taken a vacation in over 5 years. That Master Evan C. discarded women like the scarves he wore while performing made her all the more resolved to be the one to win him. That was where Master Alexander came in. According to Sarah, he used to be a trainer, and he was still well-respected. He didn't get emotionally involved with subs, and he was one of the best. That he was no longer in the business didn't deter her.
He's looking this way, Sarah said, unnecessarily.
And he's alone,
finally,
Chelsea replied. When she'd heard that Sarah and her dom had been invited to Master Alexander's birthday party at the Den, Master Damien's luxury mountain retreat, Chelsea had begged, pleaded, and cajoled for an invitation. At first, Sarah had refused. She hadn't wanted to be a part of any more of Chelsea's schemes. While Chelsea didn't blame her friend, after all, their last escapade had earned Sarah a punishment beating from her dom, Chelsea was set on her course.
If you'll excuse me, remember, you promised not to use my name. You don't know me.
She looked at Sarah.
Have we been introduced?
Bitch, Sarah said.
Love you too, girlfriend.
After setting her shoulders, Chelsea headed straight for Master Alexander. A couple stopped to talk to him. With a sigh, she paused to grab a glass of wine from a passing server. She was woman enough to appreciate the hottie. He wore a bow tie, but no shirt. He could have been poured into that pair of dress slacks. The material revealed his muscular thighs, as well as his hot rear. And she supposed it was possible he had oil rubbed on his bare chest. He bowed and said, "Enjoy your evening, madam." Maybe she'd hire this crew for her next event. It would certainly be a shocker. Get her some much-appreciated press. Rather than taking a drink, she rolled the glass between her palms and waited. Finally, the couple moved off. She put down the drink, pulled back her shoulders, and began to move towards him. Damn, the cowboy hat just made him look like an outlaw. He rested his forearm on the mantelpiece as she approached. Even from several feet away, he exuded power.